unwholesome action, any harmful action, harmful to oneself, towards others in tenderness. Engage in the perfect wholesome action. The action that which is beneficial to oneself as well as towards other living beings. Perfect wholesome action, perfect virtue. Subdue one's own mind. This is the teaching of the Buddha. And not only Buddhism, taming the mind, subduing the mind, not only Buddhism, it should be the essence of all the religion. Once that practice is not there, then chanting prayers or rituals or whatever, so no matter how much one does, not subduing the virtuous thought, but subduing the the mind which brings problems in the life, subduing the mind, subduing one's own mind which brings problems, which gives problems to oneself, which brings problems to oneself, and which gives problems to others, you know, to the world, to others, to sentient beings. So to tame, subdue this. So this should be, in any religion, it should be essence of another religion. Otherwise, how it can benefit, how it can bring peace and happiness in the life, in the individual person's life, as well as to the world, if the essence of religion is not... If it's not reducing anger, subduing the mind, subduing the anger, the dissatisfied mind, desire, these things, that which makes life unhappy. In a simple way of talking, that which makes life, unhappy. Simpler way of expressing that these emotional thoughts which makes life unhappy, your own life and others' life. So by practicing patience, you see, subdue the anger, you know, by practicing compassion, thought of cherishing others, subdue the ego, the self-centered mind, you see, only caring of oneself, only cherishing oneself, you see, working for only oneself, not, you see, benefiting others. So subduing, by practicing compassion, good heart, cherishing others, then subduing the ego, the self-centered mind, then practice of contentment, renunciation, you know, renouncing the dissatisfied mind desire, and then you achieve contentment, you achieve peace, you achieve inner peace, you give peace to yourself, to peace in your heart, you see, by practicing renunciation or whatever, letting go the desire, the grasping, the painful mind, letting go this, then you achieve contentment, you achieve inner peace, satisfaction in your life, in your heart. So essence of religion should be these things. At least should be these things, subduing the mind. So So lack of this, that's why there's a lot of wars between religions. You know, for hundreds of years, for unbelievable length of time, for hundreds of years. So many people get killed, you know, suffer for, you know, that. So therefore, very important to practice the essence of religion, that which is the compassion. It's not only Buddhism, not only in the case of Buddhism. It should be like that. Any religion should be like that. So if one practices compassion, kindness towards others, and as often as the Dalai Lama says, my religion is in kindness towards others. So that makes sense. My religion is kindness towards others. That has great meaning. So if that is practiced, then you see, impossible to have all these wars between religions. Millions of people, you see, they get killed or they suffer. I guess maybe missed out what is the real meaning of religion, missed out or didn't get to practice, missed out the real essence of practicing the real essence of religion, the compassion or the kindness towards other living beings. If the mind is devoid of compassion, then if your heart is devoid of compassion, the inner peace, the contentment, you know, by taming the desire, tolerance. So if your heart is devoid of this, then no matter whatever extensive things, external performance one does, it's not real. Religion is not real, spiritual. Your heart is empty of spiritual. Of course, no question. Here in Buddhism, what is the teaching of the Buddha? What it means practicing teaching of the Buddha? what it means practicing the Dharma? Subduing one's mind. Taming the disturbing, obscuring emotional thoughts, which brings so much suffering to yourself, which gives so much suffering to others, from life to life. That which has been giving suffering to yourself and others from birth time of this life. From beginningless rebirth up to now. If you continue that, if you don't change your mind, that will continue giving harm to you and others without end. So important. Everybody wants peace and happiness. Everybody wants peace. Everybody wants happiness. Numberless of other living beings, any insect or human being or devil or anybody, any other living being, everybody wants happiness. Just exactly as oneself wants, you know, do not want suffering and want peace and happiness. So therefore, it has become extremely essential that real spiritual, real Dharma, that is to say, to tame one's mind. However, soft mind. Not rough, not harmful, vicious, or that violent thought. Not like that. Soft mind. Loving, being kind towards others. This stanza do not commit any unwholesome action, engage in perfect wholesome action, subdue one's own mind. This is teaching of the Buddha. This contains Four Noble Truths, the fundamental teaching of the Buddha. There is a basis which is essence in Hinayana teaching, Hinayana teaching, which is the foundation of Mahayana teaching, which is the foundation of the Mahayana Sutra and Mahayana Tantra. Subdue one's mind, this is the teaching of the Buddha. So, what it contains is subdue is to say, to pacify the wrong concepts, total mistakes towards the guru. From there, up to subtle dual view. The ordinary impure wind, subtle wind in mind, the dual view, up to the very last, the you know, before you achieve enlightenment, the very last obstacle, the hallucination, is the inherently existent appearance, that which is projected, that which is also subtle defilement, you see, and that which is projected by the subtle negative imprint left by the such as the simultaneous born the wrong concept. You see, apprehending that I is a non-truly existent, while it doesn't exist from its own side, then apprehending, holding on to it as it is truly existent, or as it exists from its own side, you know, inherently existent, while it is non-inherently existent, while it's empty of inherently existent, then you see, holding on to it, apprehending the I as inherently existent. So the subtle negative imprint left by the wrong concept, the simultaneous born, the concept of inherently existent. So this inherently existent appearance. This hallucination that one has until before. Up to the time before before one becomes enlightened, and this subtle negative imprint which projects that. So subdue one's mind, and this is teaching of the Buddha. So from very beginning, the wrong concept and total mistakes towards the virtuous friend, who reveal you the path to liberation and enlightenment. You know? So from there, then up to the subtle dual view and the subtle defilement. So, see, all this, so subduing all these wrong concepts, all these obstacles, that which are obstacles to have realization path to enlightenment. So taming all these is the teaching of the Buddha. And then next, we do just a little meditation. The very meaning of this verse, Kama Rabri Mame Jumas, which was Minamoka, the tradition of Tata, this Buddha's teaching, advice, how to look at this, how to look at the phenomena. What's on body, possessions, life, surrounding people, family members, friend, enemy. Sense objects. All these cause the phenomena. Not only did they change due to cause and conditions day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second. Not only that, these things are changing, decaying, do not last, even within a second, even within every second. Even within a second, they do not last. They decay, change. Like, you know, they say, when you click the camera, they come out many seconds, you see, many hundred seconds like that. So can use those. Bring the meditation that so it changes all these causative phenomena, so they change, they decay, do not last, even each second, even within each second. So these causative phenomena, so they're changing, decaying, not only second by second, but even within a second, even within a second, changing, decaying, do not last, being under the control of cause and conditions. So because of this, that these things can be stopped, because of this, that these causative phenomena can be stopped any time. Not only these causative phenomena, natural impermanence, tongue story, not only that, including causative phenomena and even uncausative phenomena, the permanent phenomena, however, all the phenomena, all the phenomena, permanent, impermanent, all the phenomena, what they are is what is merely labeled by the mind. What they are is what is merely labeled by the mind. No phenomena has inherent existence. No phenomena exists from its own side. All the phenomena are totally empty of existing from their own side. So look at it. Even they appear. In the view of our ignorance, concept of inherent existence. All this appear. Inherently existent. Something real. All these are real. Something real, say, appearing from there. All these are real. All these phenomena are real. I, action, object, all these phenomena are real. Real in the sense, our definition of real for us, especially who haven't realized emptiness. Our definition of real is something appearing from there that's real, something appearing from there, something existing from outside. So even I, action object, all the phenomena appear. Enlightenment, hell, samsara, nirvana, happiness, happiness, unhappiness, the suffering, virtue, non-virtue, everything. So all these appear, existing from its own side, something real, existing from its own side. But in reality, so all this, what has appeared in the, to our hallucinated mind, ignorant mind, all these are hallucination. All these are hallucination. All these are totally empty. All these phenomena are totally empty. Yeah. Of this inherently existence. All these are empty of existing from their own side. So I'll concentrate on this. Concentrate by looking into this emptiness. Focusing into this emptiness. So we visualize Kushatamana Buddha, one who reveals this unmistaken path to liberation, to full enlightenment, the graduate path to enlightenment that we're studying, or that we're, that which our mind could be transformed in that. That which makes possible, that which gives possibility for you to liberate the numberless sentient beings from all the sufferings and causes, and to bring them in full enlightenment, to be able to offer to be able to do perfect work towards others. Then purified, not being limited, purified, and it's a blessing. All those qualities. Replica absorbed with oneself, and then achieved all the qualities, all the realizations from root devotion up to enlightenment. Dhammakaya Rupakaya. So to plant a seed of the whole path of enlightenment. So to read by reading English, so maybe get some understanding of the meaning. So so it will read together in English.
Page 10. Foundation of all good qualities on page 10. The foundation of all qualities is the kind and venerable guru, correctly devoting to him with the root of the path. By clearly seeing and applying great effort, these best nature are my own with great respect, understanding that the precious freedom of this nature, how quickly decays and death comes. After death, just like a shadow follows the body, is also black and white karma follow. Finding firm and definite conviction in this, please bless me always be careful to abandon even the slightest negativities and accomplish all virtuous deeds. Seeking sansaric pleasure is the door to all suffering. They are uncertain and cannot be relied upon. Recognizing these shortcomings, please bless me to generate a strong wish for the blissful situation. Led by the pure thought, mindfulness, alertness, and great caution arise, the root of the teaching is keeping the Paramahamsa vows. Please bless me to accomplish this essential practice. Just as I have fallen into the sea of samsara, so I have all other migrated beings. Please bless me to see the same and bear the responsibility of being my gratitude. By clearly recognizing that developing bodhicitta without practicing the three types of morality, I will not achieve enlightenment. Please bless me to practice the bodhisattva vow with great energy, by pacifying all distractions to wrong objects and correctly analyzing the meaning of reality. Please bless me to generate quickly within my mind stream the unified path of calm abiding and special insight. Having become a pure vessel by training in the correct path, please bless me to enter the holy gateway, the supreme Raja vehicle. At that time, the basis of accomplishing the two attainments is keeping pure vows. Having become firmly convinced of this, please bless me to protect these vows and pledges like my life. And having realized the importance of the two stages, which are the essence of the Vajrayana, by practicing with great energy, never giving up the four sessions, please bless me to realize the teachings of the Holy Guru. Like that, may the Gurus who show the Noble Path and the spiritual friends who practice it have long lives. Please bless me to pacify completely all outer and inner hindrances. In all my lives, never separated from perfect Gurus, may I enjoy the magnificent Dharma by completing the qualities of the stages and paths. May I quickly attain the state of Vajrayana. Mandala, offering. The short mandala offering. Amen.
So, as I mentioned yesterday and that, yesterday and the other day, so meditation or other, what is it called, thought transformation or meditation or thought transformation, what is it in it? Tibetan term, the lojong, is regarded extreme as a very important practice. It's a very important practice that the particular lojong, generally, you see, whole lamrim is the lojong, from guru devotion up to enlightenment is the lojong, thought transformation. But the particular, but lamrim and lojong, when you say like that, the particular one, and then, that even the obstacles you experience when you practice Dharma, when you meditate, even those obstacles, then you see, if you practice by doing the lojong, thought transformation, the particular lojong, then the even the obstacle. Even the problem or problems or unfavorable circumstances or situation that you encounter, the problem that you encounter or the obstacle, while you're practicing Dharma, you see, studying, meditating, doing a retreat, even the obstacle to practice Dharma, you see. Able to, by doing this special thought transformation, lojong, you are able to, even the obstacles, you see, when you encounter obstacles, when you practice Dharma, even the obstacles, interfering to your Dharma practice. even those, you see, you are able to transform into path to enlightenment. You are able to transform the problem, even the problem, you see, into happiness. That which normally regarded, you see, opposite to happiness, problem. So even that you transform into happiness. When you encounter obstacles, when you practice Dharma, even that with a special practice of thought transformation, even those obstacles, you see, you transform, you use that, they become the path. They get transformed into path to enlightenment. So you use, you see, with this special practice, thought transformation, then the obstacle, you see, you're using the obstacle as a path to, you're using the obstacle, you see, as a means to achieve enlightenment. So it becomes path to achieve enlightenment. So this way you have no obstacle. And this way you have no problems in the life. What is the problem? And that one, see, what is the regarded problem? With a special practice, thought transformation, with a special psychology, I'll talk about Buddha, you see, you transform that. like the happiness, you need the happiness. You transformed into, you use the problem to purify your mind to purify those heavenly karmas collected for many lifetimes, many thousands, billions of lifetimes or eons of negative karmas. And then you use the problem. You use the problem to collect skies of merit, as I mentioned yesterday. One example I used for the abuse, and that what you label abuse, you see, and that one, you see how, to achieve enlightenment, what you think is a problem is the use, you see, path to achieve enlightenment, and to liberate numberless sentient beings from all the suffering causes and bring them into full enlightenment by yourself. So you use that problem, the abuse, you see, that way, to be beneficial that way. So like that, same here, you see, another problem. So you use like that, you see, with a special, thought transformation, the bodhicitta practice, you know. However, the experiencing for the benefit of, experiencing for the sentient beings, on behalf of all sentient, numberless other sentient beings, rather, and then making yourself so sad, you know, I have this problem, you know, on and on. You see, you make yourself depressed. I'm depressed, you know, and discouraged. This way, only courage, you know, and the problem doesn't make you down. You know? It lift up you. By using this special practice, the bodhicitta practice, you know, giving up yourself for other sentient beings, letting go, cherishing other sentient beings. In other words, give up yourself for all sentient beings. So, experiencing the suffering on behalf of all the sentient beings. The bodhicitta, with this bodhicitta practice, the problem makes you to achieve enlightenment quicker. You know, using this way, the problem that unfavorable circumstances makes you to achieve enlightenment quicker. You know, it encourages your mind you know, you make strong yourself. You see, strengthen yourself in yourself, you know, courage, and you see, so because of that, so here, you see it become very useful. The problem become so useful, so beneficial, you see. So it's something that you need, something, you see, here now, in this way, you see, by using it to develop the special bodhicitta, you see, it become need, you know, the problem become need rather than no need, you know, rather than I don't want, it become want, you see, it become, because it's so beneficial, because, you see, it's an infinite, unbelievable benefit, you see, it makes you to achieve enlightenment kuga, you know, to develop bodhicitta, compassion, others and demons as well, you see, and then so much merit you collect, so then that makes also helps to quickly realize empty, to realize emptiness, to develop wisdom, because you not realize wisdom, realizing emptiness, you need so much merit, like big pro, if you want to do big project, you need $1 million, you know, so without that you can't do that, but you can't accomplish that big project. Similar like that in business, in business life, it's like in business life like that. Similar now here, in order to have realization, wisdom, you see, that realizing emptiness, that which cuts the root of all the sufferings, cuts the root of all the sufferings, which continuation, you know, which you've been suffering, which you've been experiencing time without beginning, which you've been experiencing time without beginning, you see, from beginner's past life. So something that which can cut this, you know, the very root of all these sufferings. So to realize that which is an incredible benefit, you see, like this, able to see all the, not only gross defilements, but not say cuts the cause of suffering, not only the gross cause of the suffering, gross defilements, and even the subtle defilements which can directly can cut, which can directly cut, you know. So there is makes the mind this country, this mental continuum to be fully awakened, you know, fully enlightened. So this wisdom realizes emptiness, you see. So even that can achieve by, you see, by developing good heart, you know, by developing bodhicitta, it makes easy to achieve, you see, to realize emptiness. So like that, because you collect, with bodhicitta one collect, you know, that's the most powerful means to collect, you see, extensive merit. So, yeah, this.